Hello and welcome. Picture this. I'm settling in for movie night, remote in one hand, phone in the other, glancing around my smart home and wondering, could this all be easier and way more efficient without turning my place into a science project? That question sent me down a rabbit hole, past gadgets and into comfort, bills, and the bigger picture. And then I discovered something that changed everything, the Inflation Reduction Act. Not a headline, not a talking point. Real money, real incentives. Up to $1,000 back on qualifying upgrades. Imagine your utility bill handing you a high five and a check for wasting less energy. That's what it felt like. Here's the wild part. Most people don't even know these incentives exist. They think upgrades are pricey, complicated, or a someday goal. But this is one of those rare moments where comfort, savings, and doing right by the planet actually line up. So I ran an experiment. Nothing fancy, focused on the room I use most, a medium-sized living area. Baseline, an older smart thermostat, a few switches, a couple of motion sensors. My bill was fine, but I wanted better. Goal: cut heating and cooling energy by at least 25% without sacrificing an ounce of comfort. I wasn't willing to freeze, sweat, or babysit apps to save a few bucks. Within a month, I didn't just hit my target, I beat it. But the real win wasn't the number. It was how my home felt. Quieter, smoother, more thoughtful. Like it was finally working with me, not against me. Here's the blueprint that got me there. Step 1. I swapped my old lumbering HVAC for a ductless mini-split heat pump in that primary room. Simple version, instead of burning energy to make hot or cold air, a heat pump moves heat, like a fridge in reverse. Leverage, not brute force. The result? Whisper quiet comfort, library quiet, with precise, even temps. No more clunky on-off blasts or wind tunnel moments. And about cold weather? Modern heat pumps can handle seriously low temps, down to around 15 below zero. That old, mild climates only myth? Not anymore. Cost-wise, that's where incentives shine. Between a federal tax credit, up to $1,000, and local rebates, the upfront hit softened a lot. If you've ever priced new HVAC and thought likes, this is where the math begins to make sense. Takeaway: start with your most used room. One mini split there is like dropping a quiet, efficient engine where it matters most. You feel it night one. Step 2. I upgraded my thermostat, from smart to actually intelligent. My old one was basically a calendar. Set it and forget it, or forget to set it. The new one learns. It noticed when I leave and return, prepped the house before I walked in, checked weather forecasts, and shifted work to off-peak hours, so I wasn't paying top dollar for comfort. It used my phone's location to dial things down when I was out and perk back up when I was on my way home. That shift, from rules to learning, saved real money. Think manual car versus one that reads the road ahead. You can still take the wheel, but the sweet spot is letting it learn you. If you try one thing this week, turn on learning mode and don't micromanage for 2 weeks. Watch what happens. Step 3. I added smart vents in a few key rooms. Some rooms get sun, some sit empty. Regular vents treat them all the same. Smart vents open and close gently, steering warm or cool air to where it's needed. I tied mine to motion sensors. Walk into the living room, the vents help that space feel right, without blasting the rest of the house. During peak pricing windows, vents ease off in empty rooms, then reopen later to keep everything balanced. Result? Fewer hard runs, less fighting the house, more guiding it. If you want a low-risk start, try them in rooms you rarely use. Guest room, occasional office. Your primary spaces will feel better without dumping energy into the corners. By then, I was past my 25% goal, but the headline became day-to-day life. The big fan hum disappeared. My living room felt like a cozy microclimate on demand, and my bill made me smile instead of wince. Quick money note: these incentives aren't abstract. They're credits and rebates that reduce your upfront costs. Up to $1,000 back is real. That's a new mattress, a plane ticket, months of groceries. If you've been waiting for a sign to modernize, this is it. The window's open. Where to start without getting overwhelmed? Pick your most used room as your pilot. It's where you'll notice comfort first. Upgrade to a truly adaptive thermostat. Turn on geofencing and learning. Give it 2 weeks. Add smart vents to low-use rooms so your system focuses where you live, not where you don't. Ready for a bigger leap? Install a mini split heat pump in that pilot room. Same job, far less noise and effort. Check your eligibility for incentives now. 5 minutes could save you hundreds or a thousand later. You don't have to become a home engineer. I wanted comfort first, saving second, simplicity always, and I got all three. The tech faded away. The house just felt smarter. Like it understood when I wanted it warm, when I wanted it cool, and when I wanted it quiet. Here's the moment that sealed it. A chilly morning. Normally I'd tiptoe over a cold floor and crank the heat. Instead, I walked into a living room that already felt right. The system pre-warmed the space before I woke up. Most of the work done when electricity was cheaper. No noise, no spikes, no guilt. Just comfort, waiting. One myth to bust. Efficiency does not mean sacrificing comfort. It's the opposite. Efficient homes feel better because they're consistent. No overheating, no overcooling, no scream to life cycles, just a whisper. Steady, smooth, like a friend who knows what you need before you ask. And it doesn't have to be perfect on day one. I tweaked some schedules, tried different vent settings, learned to trust the thermostat's learning mode. Every adjustment was easy, and the results were obvious. If you like being in the loop, the energy reports are a treat. If you don't want to think about it, set it and go live your life. If this sparked ideas, I've put the nitty-gritty model settings and a few gotchas in the written article, plus beginner-friendly guides to get you from zero to it just works. So here's my invitation. Turn your next movie night into a tiny experiment. Dim the lights, settle in, and let your home do more of the work. Start with one room, one upgrade, one weekend project. Use the incentives while they're hot. Let comfort lead the way, because when you get this right, saving energy isn't a sacrifice. It's an upgrade to how home feels. Thanks for spending this time with me. If you try any of these steps, I'd love to hear what surprised you most. And if you want the deeper dive, you'll find it in the article. Until next time, may your home be quiet, cozy, and brilliantly efficient.